This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on a patient named Julia Gritzinger, first name Julia, J-U-L-I-A, second name Gritzinger, G-R-I-T-Z-I-N-G-E-R. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date was May 22,000. And 23. New paragraph, patient profile. Mrs. Gritzinger is a 61-year-old female who came from Hurley on May 19th, period. New paragraph, chief complaint. She is here for 40 days of antibiotic therapy due to a renal abscess, period. New paragraph, history of present illness. She was complaining of left side abdominal pain for a few days, and it was worsening, period. It was sharp and in the left flank and left abdomen, period. There was also dysuria, especially at the end of micturition, and she had a new onset of urinary incontinence, period. She was living with a friend who had poor housing conditions and that he was a hoarder, and the house was overrun with possessions, period. Adult protective services have been involved, period. She denied associated fever, chills, period. In the emergency room, she was hypotensive and tachycardic, period. Your analysis showed greater than 100 white cells and 15 to 25 red cells and positive for nitrate, and she started on Rocephin, period. A CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis showed a renal abscess at the superior pole of the left kidney measuring 2.8 by 2.6 by 2.2 centimeters, period. There's left hydronephrosis, ureteritis, and cystitis with wall thickening, period. She ended up culturing positive for ESBL E. coli, and thus comes to us on ertapenem 1 gram daily for 40 days, period. She had to stay at Kith Haven in the past also, period. She did not have a fully recently, period. She did have a cystoscopy and stent placement by urology, and there's a plan for urology follow-up as well, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Now, I, no complaints. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or other symptoms. GI, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, or constipation. GU, she had dysuria, which is now not noted anymore, period. She had the renal abscess, which had incision and drainage and interventional radiology, period. No hematuria. Musculoskeletal, she has diffuse arthralgias, period. She has back pain and multi-level back disease, period. Neurologic, she's weak on the left side with the left foot drop, and it is felt to be due to multi-level spine disease, and she was wheelchair dependent since 2018, period. She's unable to walk, period. Records from the hospital indicate degenerative spine disease, period. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no diabetes, no polyuria or polydipsia. Neurologic, she gets headaches and had a previous head injury, period. No fainting or seizures. Skin, no major rash or itch. New paragraph, past history. Chronic low back pain with left foot drop and left lower extremity weakness, period. She's not an ambulatory, period. Degenerative spine disease, COPD, history of ovarian cancer with mets to the lungs, but she has not been receiving treatment, period. The mets were not mentioned in the CT scan, so I'm not clear on the significance of this. She's had hysterectomy and cesarean section. New paragraph, family history. Her mother and maternal aunts had arthritis of some type, period. Her mother died at an advanced age. Her father died of pancreatic cancer, period. Her brother died of pancreatic cancer, period. New paragraph, social history. She smokes, but she states only 5 cigarettes a day, period. There's a passage of alcohol use and there's marijuana use, but unclear about current use. New paragraph. Medications. Albuterol by nebulizer. Sorry, albuterol, 1 puff every 4 hours as needed. Miralax, 17 grams daily as needed. Ertapenem, 1 gram IV every 24 hours for 40 days. Norco, 7.5 through 25, 1 every 6 hours as needed. Folic acid, 1 milligram tablet. She takes 0.5 milligrams in the morning. Cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams every 8 hours as needed. Acetaminophen, 650 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. Symbicort 80-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day. Naloxone, nasally 2 puffs if needed. New paragraph, allergies, aspirin, and chocolate. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely ill or distressed. Blood pressure 97 over 54. Temperature 97.8, pulse 51, respiratory 20. Weight was 144.6 on 5/19/2023. Head and neck, pupil can react to the light, eyelid and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements normal, oral mucosa normal. Use normal to inspection, hearing was adequate, neck supple, no mass, no nodes. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen, soft. There's slight tenors in the left flank and the left side of the abdomen. No rebound, no palpable organomegaly. Neurologic, cranial nerves are normal, period. She has left side weakness, especially lower extremity, and a left foot drop, period. Her speech is coherent, period. She's non-ambulatory, period. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal, period. There's no acute inflammation of any joints, period. No cyanosis. Skin is intact, dormant, dry, without major lesions. New paragraph, assessment and plan. 1, left renal abscess, period. She comes to us in ertapenem, 1 gram every 24 hours, and I'll continue this period. 2, she has COPD, and I'll continue Symbicort, 80-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day, plus albuterol by inhaler, 2 puffs every, or 1 puff every 4 hours needed, period. 3, she has multilevel spinal disease, period. A CT of the pelvis showed end plate remodeling at L4, L5, favoring degenerative disease, period. She has a left foot drop, which is chronic, and she's been wheelchair bound since 2018, period. Mm-hmm. before she was septic in the hospital and has ESBL E. coli, hence the ertapenem, period. She does not appear septic now, period. 5, there's a past history of alcohol excess, period. 'll mm-hmm. follow her at mission point. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.